Talapak Annamacharya, 1408 1503, is said to have composed 32,000 songs, of which 14,305 are available according to one count, of which 2,139 are Adhyatma Sankirtanas, the rest of them, 12,166, are all erotic compositions. Describing Annamacharya's compositions, Chinnathirumalacharya, his grandson, enlists 10 characteristics. They are given in a poem. He says that the compositions of Annamayya bear newness and shine as Vedas, scriptures, Puranic stories, essence of good knowledge, Vedic thoughts befitting yatis, giving meanings of various mantras, morals, compositions, revealing the secrets of love sports of Lord Venkateshwara and praising him, Srutulai, Shastramulai, Puranakadhalai, Sujnana Sarambulai, Yati Lokagama Vidhulai Vivida Mantrardhambulai Nitulai Krutulai Venkata Shailavalla Bharati Krida Rahasyambulai Nutulai Talamapaka Annamaya Vacho Nutnakriyal Chennagun. We have so far been engaged with about 9 of the 10 characteristics listed above and did not pay attention to Venkata Shailavalla Bharati Krida Rahasyambulu, the secrets of the love sports of the Lord of Venkata Hill, that we would endeavor to do in this lecture. That is, basically we will deal with Annamaya Sringara compositions. This lecture will focus on those songs which describe Alumelumanga and her beauty, her love and her Sringara with the Lord. Before we proceed further, I need to urge you all to raise above the physical body and above the mundane level, reach a spiritual elevation from where the bodily pleasures are seen more objectively and the beauty embedded in them are enjoyed as bliss rather than anything else. Let us travel backwards in time to see and understand the beauty of Annamacharya Sringara compositions as intended and composed by him. These are, as he said, offerings at his lotus feet, dachukoni padalaku tagane chesina pujalidi. He also says, "You stayed on my tongue and made me sing in your praise. O thousand-named Vishnu, what is my caliber after all to really praise you? You just thrusted this punya to me and that is it. Na nalika pai nundi, nana sankirtanalu puni nache ninnu pagadinchitivi, venamala vennunda vinutinchan entavada, kanimmani naki punyamu gattiti vintenayya." We should understand these Sringara Sankirtanas with this background repeatedly and repeatedly in our mind. We normally conclude each lecture with a mangalam, but we begin this lecture with a mangalam, Kshirabdi Kanyakaku, Sri Mahalakshmikini, Nirajalayakunu Nirajanam. Traditionally, it is auspicious to begin with a mangalam and have a mangalam in between and one at the end, Mangaladini, Mangalamadhyani, Mangalantani. The basic question is, why do we give so much importance to Sringara? It is in this country only that before even that so-called developed nations opened their eyes, a science of love and lovemaking has been written by Vatsayana. Vatsayana's Kama Sutra is the most authentic and scientific work on this subject anywhere in the world, even to this day. We find erotic sculpture on the temples. We describe almost every part of the goddesses, and we describe explicitly the Sringara, the gods and goddesses, even when seemingly the situation does not call for such extravagance. Is it right? Let us understand the concept first. Man is made up of 5 elements: earth, water, fire, wind and ether. Prithivi aptejo vayu akasha. These 5 elements endow him with 5 senses: the sense of sight, the sense of taste, the sense of smell, the sense of hearing and the sense of touch. Man worships God with all his mind, body and soul. He enjoys the form of God, the idol in any temple, more so the idol of Venkateshwara. We go there many times to see the same God as many times as possible. We go even when it is difficult to even stay in front of him for less than a minute. While we leave the sanctum, we turn around repeatedly to have just one more glimpse of his bewitching beauty. What we want to ask him, we forget in the process. Many times we close our eyes as we see him. Our sense of sight is satisfied. We enjoy the smell of all the perfumes used, the camphor, the incense sticks. The sense of smell is taken care of. we enjoy hearing anything associated with him. The sense of hearing is enriched. We enjoy the prasadam and also talking about him or chanting his name. The sense of taste is thus appeased. So, four of the five senses are satisfied. The sense of touch is not. Hunger, sleep, fear and sex are common to all beings. There is no living thing which does not go through these. We call the God and his consort universal parents. Is it justified to describe their love, their shringara, their beauty part by part? The answer is yes. Those who say no are those who do not understand the beauty of this concept. Let us recollect some verses of the Suprabhatam that we all so devotionally, reverentially chant and listen to on daily basis every morning. Kamala kuchachuchuka kunkumato. It describes the red kunkuma which was transformed from the nipples of the goddess onto the blue-bodied Venkateshwara. Is it necessary to describe so? If it is not, we would not be discussing it. We attribute to him everything that human beings do. We wake him up, we wash his feet, we offer him snanam, we give him food and as naivedyam. He does not even once eat it. We take it back as prasadam. We put him to sleep. We put him in a cradle and sing lullabies. Is this all necessary? Does he really sleep? Will he be hungry? So we do these things to satisfy the attributes that we attach to him. It is nothing but hypocrisy if we don't deal with the Shringara concept, which is so natural to all creation and so instrumental for it. The Bhagavata Purana has given about ninefold bhakti, or the nine steps in the evolution of bhakti. Shravanam, Kirtanam, Vishnoha Smaranam, Padasevanam, Archanam, Vandanam, Dasyam, Sakhyam, Atmanivedanam. Whereas the Vaishnava bhakti tradition, Rupa Goswami enunciates fivefold bhakti, Mukhyastu Panchada Shantaha, Priti Prayamcha Vatsalaha, Madhurasche Tamigneya, Yadhapuru Manuttamah. There is only one man in the universe, and that is the Lord Himself, the Paramapurusha, the Purushottama, and the rest of the universe is feminine. This is the basis of Madhur Bhakti. Of these five types of bhakti, it is said that the latter is always the better, the second better than the first, the third better than the second, and so on. According to the Vaishnava Bhakti tradition, Sri Krishna and the Rasalila of the Gopikas with him reflect Madhur Bhakti. For Annamacharya, Sri Venkateshwara is the Supreme Lord. He sees the entire personality traits of Gopikas in Alamelumanga and that of Krishna and Venkateshwara. There are any number of compositions where Annamacharya transforms himself into Alamelumanga and composes. There is not a single instance where that eroticism touches the level of mundane Sringara. The divine component does not ever dilute in the erotic compositions of Annamacharya. Annamacharya composed several compositions depicting different kinds of erotic heroines, Sringara Naikas. Each one of them only reflects different dimensions of his dedication and devotion to the divinity. When he composes, his language, his style, his expression, his presentation, his beauty, devotion, each component is taken care of very exquisitely, very sumptuously, and so uniquely that he became the pioneer in the pada compositions. The most popular of his erotic compositions, however, is the one that he sang at the request of the king Saluva Narasimharaya in his court. Yemoko chiguruta dharamuna yadanada kasturi nindenu bhamini vibhunaku rasina patrika kadukada. Why do spots of musk appear on her crimson lip of the younger lady? Can it be a love note from her to her dear lord? Why have the corners of her pretty eyes turned red? Oh friend, can it be the arrow-like sidelong glances were strained with blood when they are removed from him? Kaliki chakorakshiki kadakannulu kempai tochina cheluvambippudidem oka chintimpare chelulu naluvuna praneshwarupai natina konachupulu niluvuna perukaga antina netturu kaadu kada. Annamacharya obliged the king by reciting a fresh composition in which there is a suggestive description of the teasing of the heroine by her female companions when she came out of the bedchamber after spending the night in love sport with the Lord. This song is not an ordinary description of an ordinary poet of an ordinary naik. It is an exquisite description of an extraordinary poet of a divine naik. The song depicts marks on her lower lip due to passionate kissing. Reddening of eyes, not due to sleeplessness, but due to forcibly removing her sight away from him. An unparalleled imagination in any literature in the world. It is a memorable piece of literary art because of its marvelous imagination and startling explanation of the familiar signs. Let us listen to this song, Yemoko Chiguruta Dharamuna Yadanada Kasturi Nindenu భామిని విభునకు రాసిన పత్రిక కాదు కదా.
ఏమోగో చిగురు నరమున ఎడనెడ కస్తూరి నిండెను, ఏమోగో చిగురు నరమున ఎడనెడ కస్తూరి నిండెను, భామిని విభుణ కురాసిన పత్రిక కాదుగదరమున ఎడనెడ కస్తూరి నిండెను, భామిని విభుణ కురాసిన పత్రిక కాదుగద గురుడరమున ఎడనెడ కస్తూరి నిండెను. కలిగి చెరక్షికి కడగన్నులు కెంపై తోచిన, కలిగి చెరక్షికి కడగన్నులు కెంపై తోచిన, చెలువంబి పుడిదేమో చింది బరే చెలు, కలిగి చెరక్షికి కడగన్నులు కెంపై తోచిన, చెడువంబి పుడిదేమో చింది బరే చెడు, నలుగున ప్రాణేశ్వరుపై నలుగున ప్రాణేశ్వరుపై నాటిన కొనచూపులు నిలువున పెరు గగనంటిన, నేతురు కాదు ఏమోగో చిగురు నరమున ఎడనెడ కస్తూరి నిండెను, భామిని విభుణ కురాసిన పత్రిక గారుగదరమున ఎడనెడ కస్తూరి నిండెను.